Star Wars puzzle.
Coming up on TMS PM.
Goal!
I'll just hide in this couch.
I'll just hide in this ATM.
Eels backed up on the 101.
You stink, says my phone.
Aw. App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night. TMS PM.
Jeez.
I had a
stumbled right off the starting line.
Had some kind of weird French thing and shrimp thing today for lunch, and somehow got French and lunch. Fish? I don't know what I was doing. Anyway, I'm a little out of it and coughed a little there, so enjoy that.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich?
Oui, oui. I bet in France it's always too early for a fish. I'll bet they frown at the idea of putting fish on a sandwich. I'll bet they hate it.
You know, like a baguette with the fish in it? I don't know.
I bet they hate it. I just know. I know Patrick enough where he would just scowl at that and make a face.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right.
Just all you have to do here, if you want to offend Patrick, just ask for takeout boxes for your leftover food at a restaurant. He thinks that is terrible. Terrible. Mm. It may be a French thing, or it may just be a Patrick thing, but every time I do it despite him, even if I don't want to take that food home.
Do you really?
Yeah, give me a doggy bag. I want Patrick to be uncomfortable.
Nice.
He thinks that's really weird and cheap. Anyway, hey, welcome to the show. It's the PM edition of the podcast. Right here on Thursday, brought to you by you guys, patreon.com/TMS. And why that matters is because we have a new goal, and I'd like to tell people about it.
Okay.
It's official now. It's on the website. I even made a video over there, so existing patrons have seen a video. If you're not a patron of the show, you didn't see the video. Trust me, there's nothing too crazy about it. It's just me talking. But basically, I explained there what I'll explain now, and Brian and I can sort of chat this out. We, for the longest time, have had a long-standing goal of 10K would get everybody a monthly trivia contest in the vein of Frog Pants All-Stars, like you've seen at Nerdtacular. Right. If you've never seen one of those, you should do yourself a favor and go watch one of those videos, because they're great. They're amazing. Brian does an incredible job, but he already has us in his blood. Plus, it's fun. Plus, it would involve a bunch of people from, you know, all our producer friends, as well as you, the listeners, and there'd be prizes and blah, blah, blah. We've moved... Catwoman. No, we've moved the target.
We've moved the chains.
That's right. There was a 10K target. Imagine we're at Topgolf. We've moved one target, and we brought it closer and easier to hit.
That's right.
To the 7,500 mark right there. If we hit that goal, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to do that, you get your monthly totally extra on top of everything else show that's just a big trivia hour.
That's right.
Yeah. And we're pretty stoked.
So wait, on top of everything else, which I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. But did you at one point think we were going to do this as a Thursday, replace our fourth TM of the month or something like that?
If they hit, I'll tell you what.
I like the idea of having it as a completely separate business.
Sure, sure. If we hit it, this is going to be my encouragement for hitting it. If we hit it, it will be on top of everything else we do. How about that? How about that? How about we don't even have, we don't swap around Thursdays. No, no, no. You still get your PMs the way you're used to getting
nice.
them.
Nice. Wow.
We just this have is like... big, juicy new episode sometime. We don't know what time we'd do this, but sometime, right?
As Julie Louis-Dreyfus and Jerry Seinfeld once described in an episode, you get this, that, and the other.
Ooh, I like the sound of this. That and the other. So that's going to happen if we just hit it. We got to hit it. You can go over there now and kind of track progress on it. If you haven't already subbed to the thing and done a Patreon or a patron amount, you still can. Every little bit helps. For those of you who've been sitting on the fence for a long time, you're like, oh, I got $1 a month. I have 5 cents an episode I can donate. That will help us get there. And if we get there, boom, you got it. It's happening. Totally excited.
Right. Cool. Yeah, no, I love this idea. And, you know, the thought of creating a monthly game show in the vein of Frog Pants All-Stars, but really is not the kind of level of work that we need for Frogpants All-Stars. There's visuals and video rounds and stuff like that. We don't necessarily have to do that when we're doing an audio podcast. So
that's right.
I love this, and I love the fact that it's a new outlet for us giving a lot of cool stuff away,
mm-hmm.
prize-wise.
Yep.
Giving people a chance to not just chat with us chuckleheads, but like Jury on here and Tom Merritt and Schwood and Jocelyn Moffat and maybe people you don't necessarily always hear on TMS would be part of this.
Mm-hmm. We get Dunaway on there again. That'd be good.
Dunaway, sure. Yeah.
We can get Randy. We can get everybody. Yep. So
yeah, exactly.
So yeah, it's going to be rad, and I want you guys to
partake.
What do
people have to do? What should they do if they want this sort of thing? What do they do?
Just go to patreon.com/TMS and contribute.
Throw your money at us.
Yeah, as hard as you can. I'll take it right in the face. Whatever you need.
In the face.
Right in the face. You shot me in the face with your money. Yes, please do. It's how we make this show grow, and part of that is us sacrificing a ton of time for really not that much more money. I mean, we really are taking this one down a notch to hit it, and we really want to hit it. So help us hit it. Let's get there. Let's not be late. Here's this.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's the evening news brought to you by...
by Pee Towel.
Okay, you want to know what that's about?
Was I supposed to read these? Scott will explain.
No. I'll just explain it. So I told you I've been watching the dog, the Izzy dog.
Oh, yeah.
And
Izzy dog.
She's been great and a sweet dog and everything. The problem is she really riles Rainer up. When she's around, her and Rainer get into wrestling matches and they freak out and they love being around each other. But it puts Rainer on total high alert, 4-alarm, DEFCON 2 mode. Mm-hmm. And at one point she came into the kitchen while I was petting Izzy. And as a act of, I don't know, defiance or submission or something, Rainer popped a squat and let a little pee out on the floor. Which she does.
Dogs do when they have they're a little tiny bit scared, they do this.
Yeah, some dogs do. Mine does way more than it should. But anyway, whatever. I love her anyway. So she pees, and I go, oh, well, that's not a problem. We clean that up. I get some paper towel, some absorbent paper towel, 2-3 squares of that. I fold it up. I dab it all up and stuff. And I get the spray Kim has that we then spray, and then you take some fresh paper towel, and then now you're disinfected and clean, and there's no pee. This is on the hardwood floor, so not that big a deal. It's not carpet or something. I forgot that while I was reaching for the squirter bottle thing, I laid that paper towel, absentmindedly, mind you. I would never do this thinkingly. I laid it on the table face up. So I put it on the counter, rather, with the pee facing up and the dry on the bottom. And in my head, I'm like, that'll just be there for a second, because once I get this and do this, then I'll take both things and put them in the garbage immediately, right out in the garage.
But it's a paper towel. I mean, it's both sides are going to be wet, right?
Well, it wasn't that much pee. It was enough pee to yellow one side, and the other side was still. I had like 3 or 4 squares, so it wasn't too bad.
Oh, okay. So it's a wad.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's not like a carpet where you mash it down and try to soak it all up or whatever. It was just a hardwood floor. So I laid it there and then forgot about it completely until later. I'm in there cooking something. Let's check what I did. I got naan bread, like naan.
Oh, yeah. Right. Indian bread.
Yeah. Yes. Slathered it with ragu.
Okay.
Covered it in cheese. Put a little, some kind of Cajun, whatever on top of that. And then I put it in this toaster oven. It was amazing. So I'm cooking that up.
Oh, no. I'm dreading where these two things are going to intersect.
Yeah. Here's the problem. It comes out of the toaster oven. And I grab it with my hands, kind of hot. I kind of kick it onto a plate. Yeah. And I take a knife and I cut it into pieces. And then I look at my hands. I realize, oh, I've got oily cheese on my fingers, like you do. I'll just grab what I thought was the wad of paper towel I used earlier just to dry my hands after a good washing. So I figure, oh, well, they're still kind of damp. I can just wipe my hands with it.
Right.
So I reach for it, not even looking. I pull it over. I do this with my hands. To me, it feels like it normally does where it's just wet with clean water. Yeah. But no, there's pee there. And I'm not noticing it until I squeeze it all up like this. And I bring it to my... this is the other thing. I'm still holding it in my left hand. I have grabbed a piece of the hoo-ha with now this other hand. Mind you, I've been...
The naan bread with cheese on it?
Yeah, and I've been kneading pee towel before I touched my naan bread. So I got the naan bread in going toward my mouth. I look down and I go, oh my gosh, this is the pea one. And I completely freaked out and threw my whole thing away. I couldn't eat it. Well, wow. I threw it with a piece away. The rest of it was fine. But how annoying is that?
Now, I would like to point out for the audience, and especially those who haven't noticed it, nobody's brought it up, and you haven't brought it up.
Yeah.
But it feels like the perfect closure to a week of news stories all dealing with urine, and you become the final story.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it all this anthology ended with me.
That's right.
And
Oh wow, it
was real bad. It was real bad. I was horrified. It all happened within like a half an hour amount of time.
Right.
And it was just dumb. My. I just wasn't paying attention. I shouldn't have done that. I should have done it in stages. I was trying to multitask and it didn't work out in my favor. Anyway, there's that story.
Dude.
California. They had a they have a thing that, you know, California. You've been there. You hung out.
Been
California.
There, yes. They keep they're the, one of our bookends. Florida and California keep the rest of the states from falling apart like a Jenga tower.
So I used to say, so Florida's America's wing, but then I used to say, what was California is America's? Oh shoot, someone remind me what I said. Chat room, remember? It was something about its
back brace or something.
Yeah, or its butt crack, or its.
Oh jeez.
Maybe it was as I don't remember what it was. It was something
Canada,
gross.
Canada, nice and safe up top as our hat.
Yeah, you guys are fine up there. Or we're your pants. I don't know which it is. We're either Canada's pants or their hat, depending on the administration. Anyway, California bank robbery suspect was found inside of a couch. Ha! Police say bank robbery suspect was arrested after officers found him hiding inside of a couch in his Southern California home. Investigators say Francisco Hernandez.
I see why you say that, because the word "say" looked like San Francisco. Yeah,
threw me off.
Yeah,
the San Francisco, the Francisco Hernandez treat. Anyway, was caught on surveillance video June 30th entering a bank. By the way, Rice-A-Roni, I sometimes crave that. I'm sure it's not very good, right? It's like probably bad. It's like eating ramen but noodle style. Or like no.
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything bad about Rice-A-Roni. It's just rice.
Yeah, but it's
and it's just like a mixture of different rices and I think seasonings. So
it's the seasoning I worry about because it's so salty.
Well,
so
it's a lot of
much.
Salty. It's a lot of sodium, but you know most of those pre-mixed, you know, Kraft macaroni and cheese and stuff like that. Anything, if it's just add water and not just add your own seasonings, it's probably going to be a lot of sodium.
Good point.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this guy got caught on video entering a bank, pulling a semi-automatic handgun from a large envelope and demanding money. 39-year-old was identified as a suspect and a search warrant was served Wednesday at his home in Ventura. SWAT officers entered the house with the help of a police dog and they located Hernandez, who was found, as it turns out, inside of a couch. The couch had been modified for him to hide in it.
Oh, so it was like he's been planning this. This is his getaway couch.
Yep, totally. I don't know why he thought dogs wouldn't be able to sniff through that. Of course they can.
Depends on how old that couch is and how many farts are in the cushions and stuff like that, right? I mean, that could be. You put enough scent on those couch cushions.
Yeah.
And you can hide in there from the dogs.
Yeah, it's not a bad point you make.
Yeah. By the way, how's my audio? By the way,
you sound fine.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Am I crusty to you?
No. But so my new computer arrived this afternoon.
Are you on your notebook?
I'm not. I'm on my original iMac. But to my left is the new iMac, and it's currently installing a combination of all my Dropbox files, Adobe Creative Cloud, and World of Warcraft. Really all the things I need.
Probably
everything I need.
It's probably not dinging your internet because it's downloads, and your downloads are thicker than your uploads, so you're probably right.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, if it was uploads, that'd be trouble.
That was my favorite Bee Gees song, was Downloads Are Thicker Than Uploads.
Oh, I know, right? Oh, that Pets album, you just can't beat it.
That's Beach Boys,
that's
but
Beach
okay.
Boys, but I'll say it. I'll just throw it out there as if
throw
it's
it
true.
Throw it up as the Bee Gees album.
Sure, sure. Why not? Yeah, they didn't do Pets, did they?
Pet Flavors. It's our album. It's our, we're inspired by the Pet Shop. Or
the Pet Shop Boys.
By the Beach Boys.
The Beach Shop Boys. Yeah.
The Pet Sounds Boys.
The Pet Sounds Boys.
Oh my God, I just came up with like the best idea for a cover band.
What's that?
The Pet Sounds Boys. And they do covers of Beach Boys sounds with new wave instruments and keyboards and electronics.
Brilliant.
I'm writing this down. This has to be done.
Yeah, I love it. It's not bad. You should start that band.
Like you just hear Neil Tennant style voice.
Can you let's make it slightly better. You do Andy Gibb's voice for the whole thing. Then you got it.
The Pet Sounds BG Boys.
BG Boys. Is Andy the singing dude? Or they all sang, but who was the main?
They all sang.
Who
was Andy? Andy was.
Because one of them's ugly, one of them's
good
looking.
Andy was separate from. Andy Gibb had his own separate solo career from the other Bee Gees.
Oh, okay.
It was Morris, Robin, and Barry were the Bee Gees.
And which one was, which was the handsome one? And
Barry then, was the handsome one.
Okay, because the other one.
Robin had the long hair and kind of. I guess, you know, he'd be second choice. And then poor Morris was.
Yeah, Morris had trouble.
Morris was the wingman. Let's just say that when they went to the bar and they were picking up chicks and the lights on Broadway. You know, it'd be like Barry would get first pick.
Yeah.
Andy would probably get to pick two if he was with his brothers.
Yeah.
And then Morris was cleaning up the scraps.
Yeah. Oh, geez. That is rough. And they're all dead except one, right? Or are they all dead now?
No. Barry is still alive. Barry! Barry's the one. Because I know Morris passed away most recently. Robin passed away and Andy Gibb passed away.
Yeah, all the
and
Gibbs.
I think, God, is Barry the... That can't be right, is it?
It might be. He's the master of unlocking.
Barry Gibb. You almost became a Morris sandwich.
That's so morbid. I love it though.
Yeah, Barry Gibb is still alive.
Okay, so hold on, I gotta find that.
He's 70 years old, Barry.
You were almost a Jill sandwich.
Man.
Jill. You're almost a Jill sandwich.
Jill. He gave Jill two syllables. Well done. A man got stuck in an ATM in an unrelated story. This is in Texas. People trying to withdraw cash from an ATM in Texas instead received notes pleading for help. So they'd put their money in their cards and a little note would come out. Help me.
It's like written on their balance, like right above their balance. Please let me out.
Let me out, please. I've been here forever now. I really love the story. Whoops, there we go. It says here, people did that. Yesterday, police in Corpus Christi said a contractor working on changing a lock in the room that connects the ATM accidentally locked himself in. So this is one of those ATM up against the wall, and then behind it is all the things that are going on, not like a standalone. I pictured like a kiosk, like the lady smashed her boyfriend in Breaking Bad. Remember that?
Yes, oh, totally, but, yes. As soon as you hear ATM, that's the first thing.
It wasn't that, though. It was one of these building ones. Anyway. He accidentally locked himself in there. The man also left his phone in his truck, so he couldn't use his phone. That's when he started slipping notes through the receipt slot asking for help. Most people thought it was a joke, but eventually someone called the police.
I feel like this is BS.
I don't know.
I think you can't... It's like locking yourself in a bathroom.
Yeah.
The lock is on the outside for a reason, but I don't think there's a lock on the inside.
I don't know. Maybe an ATM's...
And instead of slipping notes, I mean, the thought of him slipping notes is hilarious, but surely he'd be able to yell through a crack in the space between the ATM and the wall. Because here's what I'm visualizing.
Yeah.
I'm visualizing the Spider-Man Homecoming ATM lobby thing, right?
Yeah.
And on the other side of the wall where the ATM is, there's a little tiny room where the person who works on the ATM can go back in there.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that he could, like, let me out or get my phone's in my car. Can you call for help or something like that? But still, he's got to be I don't know.
Maybe. You know what? I'm not far off from where you are. There are some stuff they're not saying here.
iHeart. It's the iHeart Radio parent company.
Yeah, but
right?
It's ABQ Talk AM 1350 at some radio station. Progressive Talk, it says.
Oh, okay, yeah. So they're a radio station. I got it. Oh, and there's actually, tell me there's a photo of the...
Corpus Christi PD actually tweeted it. And then here's the Chris 6 News thing. Oh, you know what? There's video.
There's Senior Officer Richard Holden.
Here you go. You want to hear this?
Let's... Once in a lifetime.
Okay, here we go.
We have a once in a lifetime situation that you'll probably never see or hear about again. There's a gentleman who works for a contracting company because this bank has been shut down, and I guess they're going to remodel it, and somebody's going to put another bank in there. Well, this gentleman was an employee of the contracting company that was supposed to fix some of the equipment inside the ATM room. So he leaves his phone in his truck. He's installing a new lock on the door, and he gets locked inside the building, inside the little area where the...
So he must have the lock. All right. It's okay. The lock. It must be the lock's problem.
Yeah, I think so. All right, I'm believing it now. I believe it.
All right. No, I think it was fair to be skeptical, though.
Yeah.
Because that's a weird deal.
Yeah, I mean, look at it. You know, hey, Officer Holden.
Yeah. He was into it. You could tell he's like, oh, this is so much better than my normal
day. I can't wait to tell the news about this. Totally, yeah. I want a photo of one of the notes. I want to see one of the little slips coming out. Says, help me. Oh, there it is. There it is.
No way. There's a note?
Please help. I'm stuck in here and I don't have any phone. Please call my boss.
Wait.
It's the video you just played. It's like in about just past halfway.
Okay, I'm going to find this.
Oh, 1 minute, like 55 seconds.
55 seconds in? Okay, yeah. 55.
Inside the little area.
Hold on, 35, 40.
Through the ATM, through the receipt, where you would get your receipt, saying, please help, I'm stuck in the machine.
Oh my gosh, look at that. Please help, I'm stuck in here, and I don't have my phone. Please call my boss at 210, and then they cross the rest out. At least he had like a pen and some paper and, you know.
Yeah, probably all the paper he could want. It'd be funny if it was like written on $20 bills.
Oh my gosh. I would laugh so hard. That is so funny. Where is this? Oh, Texas.
Texas. Corpus Christi.
Good job, Texas. You're out Florida.
Corpus Christi is the Florida of Texas.
Yeah, I was going to say. The way things are going for Florida, they could use the help. This is the final story. I'm going to just tell you this one because the eels, who cares? Shut that one down. There's a new app for your phone. It's called No Sweat. I don't know if the name of it is No Sweat. But anyway, the app aims to alert office workers when they start to stink. Worried about your body odor? You can tell this is written by The Guardian because it's spelled O-D-O-U-R. Odour. Is out of control but suspect your colleagues are too polite to say anything about it? Now there's an app for that. Japanese tech company has begun selling a device that allows people to self-test their sweaty exteriors for three categories of smell. The pocket-sized detector, which looks like a tape recorder, connects by Bluetooth to smartphone apps and divulges the potentially ominous results in a suitably discreet manner.
Right, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Konica Minolta. This is Minolta, you know them.
Oh, yeah, the camera company.
Sure. They the firm previously best known for producing cameras and printers believes there is a market for odor checkers in Japan specifically because people are particularly sensitive to smell, also a little more packed in than that country than others.
God, doesn't that sound hoity-toity?
It does.
Well, in Japan, we actually notice when we smell.
Yeah.
We care about not smelling bad and offending. Not like, you know, America.
Where nobody stinks. We're good over here.
No, I think it's the other way around. I think it's where nobody seems to care if they smell.
Yeah, we're the worst.
Yeah.
Go to a con and tell me how that goes for you. Except, right, you know what? Nobody at Nerdtacular reeked. Everybody smelled great.
No, there was no con funk at all. No hot farts.
Nope. You guys are awesome. I mean, I'm sure a few of you were drilling them into seats that I didn't know about, but for the most part... Y'all
especially during Night Attack, because come on, you go out, you go eat at El Chinate, you like pound down the chips and salsa and some refried beans with your enchiladas, and then you head back to watch Night Attack, and right in the chairs.
I'm gonna tell you this though, there's somebody at Nerdtacular, and I'm not gonna say names. I would never say names.
Oh wow.
Maybe I'd tell you off air, but there's somebody at Nerdtacular who you and I both know. That's all I'll say about how we know
it's
them.
Randy.
No,
nope, go ahead.
It's not Randy. Who has like melt paint off your car halitosis?
Like, oh, really?
Strip the paint from the ceiling style level business. And it is overwhelming, but it's okay because we're a big happy family and we're welcoming.
Oh my God.
Everybody.
You know what you just did? What? You like made 550 people paranoid.
I'm sorry, you're probably right. I
know. You're just like me, yeah.
I'll promise everybody listening, it's just one of you, okay? This isn't helping.
This
isn't helping. I take it all back. Nothing ever happened. Everything's good. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, app time, Twitter questions, and more. Brian, please play a song.
Okay, I will. This is from an album that came out at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. A band called Beach Slang, and their brand new album as of last year, A Loud Bash of Teenage Feelings. This is cool. This is put together by a guy named James Alex, who's the songwriter and frontman for the Philly indie punk outfit. Basically, you know, he's that kid that Lou Reed sang about, the one whose life was saved by rock and roll.
Oh, all right.
You know, the kid that Lou Reed sang about.
Sure.
Anyway, this is fantastic. It's Spin the Dial. Here's the band Beach Slang from A Loud Bash of Teenage Feelings.
All right, we'll be right back.
What's that?
High school for some reason. Something about
yeah, like Replacements and Big Star. That sort of thing.
Yep, I showed the chat room some Fail Army while that was going.
Nice.
That was really
fun. I
love
those.
Yeah, they're
the
best.
I love and hate those videos. It's always the dude skateboarding on the handrails, mm-hmm. and then the skateboard goes out from under him, and they land just right smack dab in the middle of the.
Right in your testiculars, yep. And you feel it. You can kind of do, your body does this clenching and it hurts.
Oh, totally does. I don't think I ever need to see any more videos like that.
Yeah.
This one
was all science fails, so they were kind of funny, like, you know, Mentos Coke things gone bad and things like
good.
That.
Good. Yeah.
Anyway, if you come
science fails.
Yeah, science fails. And if you come to the live show here in the morning or in the afternoon, you get to see weird shit like that when we play music. So there's another reason to come see something live. I have a reason to click this. Oh my gosh, I forgot what app I was doing. Hold on a second. Oh yeah.
App Slappy.
Dulcet tones of Eric Van Skyhawk's theme for what used to be a whole show, but now we just kind of do a segment. It is App Slappy, everybody, where we talk about an app we're using, something we're fiddling with, messing around with. Right. And Brian, let's start with you. Yeah, you go first.
Okay.
What do you got?
Totally fine to be the first.
All right.
So this is a new game.
It's a game, is it?
It's a game, and I think I typed the name in wrong. I want to make sure I get this right. It's called Super Senso.
Oh.
This is a brand new game. Now, we've talked about games that are very much like Advance Wars and Fire Emblem, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Super Senso is along those same lines. It has PvP elements as well as campaign elements.
All right.
And it is the artwork on it is really, really cool.
Okay, I'm into that.
So here's the deal. You're dropped into a battle arena, and you've got a portal where you bring in your offensive units, mm-hmm. your units.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Scott Johnson's got a big unit.
That's what I hear.
You've got your enemies. Portal, you've got like a little pylon or a Protoss power pylon kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and then you've got your, it's kind of like a battle mech hero that you start out with. That's kind of your automatic. You get one of these every turn.
Is this a turn-based little grid thing? Oh,
it is.
I wanted to pick this up.
Did you? Well,
it's,
now
it's Super Senso, right? Super Senso?
Super Senso.
All right, yep. All right. Keep going. Now you just got me all excited. I forgot this was out.
The graphics are super, super cool. I mean, they're very stylized, cartoony, blocky, but big, chunky, plasticky, blocky kind of feeling. Really, really cool.
I like that stuff, yeah.
So far, I mean, PvP has felt like it's matched up pretty well. Like it's the people that I've gone up against have been a little bit of a challenge or sometimes a lot of a challenge. It feels like matchups are good. There's your whole gotta wait 3 minutes and collect a new battle chest, but you get cards inside those and those upgrade your units and stuff. All in all, it's a fun game, and I feel like I've just barely scratched the surface of this. I'm only level 2, so I mean, I feel like I'm just getting started with it. But the thing that really pulled me in was the graphic style. Really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at video right now. It seems super neat.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Does this remind you of Clash Royale in terms of like the card system and opening chests and waiting for them to unlock and all that?
A little bit, probably more like the Star Wars, actually more like the Final Fight, Marvel Final Fight. Mm. A little bit like the Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes or whatever it was called, that sort of thing where you're getting chests, those chests have cards in them. If you don't already have the cards, then you start collecting for that one. If you do already have the cards, then those card points go towards the units you already have. And when you have more than it takes to, or as much as it takes to upgrade that unit, then you upgrade that unit and you pay a little bit of your gold to upgrade the unit. It's cool. It's, you get quests every day. You get, there's, like I said, there's a campaign, but there's also PvP. It's cool.
All right. The campaign is interesting to me because some of those games that are like this are, strictly PvP sort of experiences, and it sounds like this may have more to it than that. So
This has a little bit more to it. It's like practice mode or something like that, but there are quests. You do complete quests with practice mode, so it's the quests are your campaign, basically.
I do like this style. This is cool. Yeah. Okay, well, yeah. I'm in now. I had seen this on Touch Arcade or somewhere months ago, like just sort of, hey, this thing's coming. Doesn't it look neat? And I remember thinking, I should write down that game because I would like to play that. And now I will play that.
Yeah, try it out, see what you think.
Okay.
I can't even imagine trying to play this on a small screen, like even on an iPhone Plus, one of the Plus models. Mm-hmm. It feels like you want an iPad or larger, like iPad or iPad Pro or whatever, to really play this game. But I guess you probably could play it on something small, but yeah. I can't imagine, just because, you know.
People with their 20/20 perfect vision can play on the phones all they want.
Exactly.
Old guys like me and you, we got to get out the old Pro, if you know what I'm saying.
That's right, baby. Bring out the Pro. Right.
That's a fine recommendation. I've now downloaded it, and I will run it through its paces. I was going to today talk about Virtua Tennis, because that got released.
Oh.
Sega put it out. It's part of their Sega Forever deal, where they put out all their old games, and it's ad-supported, but you can remove ads by paying $2 or whatever and play their game. And I was a huge Virtua Tennis fan. I was going to do that, and the reason I say was is because it's not currently allowing me to do anything. So there's something wrong with it. Apparently they're aware of it. They're working on it, blah, blah, blah. But until that time comes, instead I'm not even going to talk about a game. I'm going to talk to you about an app I got and then unlocked everything in because I liked it so much, called Unnotable. And I don't think I've talked
Unnotable?
Unnotable. Like
Unnotable.
Yeah, kind of like annotation, but...
Right.
Annotable. Annotable.
Maybe it's like Annotable.
Annotable. It's a little A icon thing, and a lot of the features just come straight up for free, but this is basically what it's for, and I use it surprisingly more than I expected, and it's almost always on phone that I'm using it. So let's say you have an image, a screenshot of a conversation you had, a private text you had with a friend or a parent or whatever, and you want to share that out publicly because you just want to show what the conversation was, but you want to either crop something out or you want to blur a name or something. And there's apps where you can kind of painstakingly import the image and then put a red mark over the name.
Yes, right.
Or whatever.
Redact whatever you want, sure.
But this is like straight up, open the image, and you got this big bunch of tools that include everything from zooming in, cropping, adding text to it, blurring out text, either blur style or digital blur, so it looks like a little cubic kind of like blur. You can create arrows. You can make straight up just like, you know, Madden lines around things. All that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Basically, you annotate your image and immediately fix, done, bam, send. It's just that fast. It's so fast and great. And so for now, like $3.99, you unlock all the tools. Without the payment, I think you get like three or four of these. But I've got like everything unlocked now for like $3, $4. And I love it. I use this all the time. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. Once iOS 11 comes out, you'll have that built into the operating system.
But will I have all of these tools?
You get a lot of tools. Like right now, so if I take a screenshot of something, I'm going to take a screenshot of the screen, and I get pen, like little ink, pointy ink pen. I get chisel-style marker, pencil, eraser.
Yeah.
What is dotted line? What does that do?
Probably makes it, or maybe it cuts it.
I'm wondering if it does like a marquee. Maybe it does. Oh, I think that allows me to take out a chunk of what I've drawn on here, maybe. And then I get six colors, white, black, blue, green, yellow, red. So let me see if I do, red marker right here. If I can now take this. Oh, yeah, and I can then move that squiggle wherever I want.
Can it make, I don't know if you can see this, can it make, can it turn Kid Rock into a 16-bit arcade character?
No, it can't do that. So there you go. There's
the one feature.
You got me there, Scott.
I gotcha. Nailed it. So you may be right. I mean, all that functionality and features may just bleed into the operating system. And if that's the case, that's great. I'll look forward to that. But as it stands right now, minus that update, this is working real well for what I do. I use it all the time because I'm always cropping something. I always need an image to be tweaked a little bit. Something quick, something fast, all for social media usually, but just makes it fast, easy, and simple. And I really like it. So, in the meantime, before the OS has it all built all in, Unnotable, Annotable, or Annotable. There you go. That's how you say it. Annotable.
Annotable, because it's annotate.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Huh.
Now there's this.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
It's time for us to take your Twitter questions. They come to us. Oh, go ahead.
Brought to you by.
Oh, yes.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
Andrew Allen, make sure if you have a podcast and you want music for it, you don't go to one of those places that just gives your music the same music you get on all those other podcasts. You want something unique, go to andrewallenmusic.com and mention TMS and you'll get a sweet, sweet discount on your own custom theme music for your podcast. Go check it out, andrewallenmusic.com.
Yeah, a bunch of people asked me for his email and stuff.
Fantastic.
Which is funny because we keep giving him the website, but I've been forwarding him to him, so hopefully he's getting those.
Good. I hope so, yeah.
Here are your Ask TMS questions. They come to us at the hashtag AskTMS on Twitter. Mark Holmes asks the following question. If you were forced to move away from the city you currently live in and could live anywhere else you wanted, where would you move? Well, I mean, that's a broad question. There's so many places I'd live. I mean, Hawaii.
Right.
Do
we have to leave? I mean, because there's towns around Arvada that I probably would move to. But let's say we're forced to flee the state.
Had to stay within the continental U.S. though. So yes, you had to flee your state. So you're out of Colorado. I'm out of Utah. So it could be somewhere else in the lower 48, but we can't leave the country.
Sure.
Where would you go?
I think I would go to Wilmington, North Carolina. Like North Carolina.
I was almost going to say North Carolina. It's funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is funny.
All right, you go there. I'll go. Okay. Oh, man. I'll go.
So many people are probably really surprised I didn't say Vegas. I would not want to live in Vegas.
Yeah, you don't want to live there.
Hell no.
No, half the reason you like going there is because you don't have to live there.
Because I don't have to live there.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that seems obvious to me. Yeah. Maybe I'm going to say somewhere on the Oregon coast, maybe. Something like that. I like that part of the country. Northwest corner of things. It's hard to say, though. The South, though. I like North Carolina's pretty great.
Southern California I do really like. I don't mind being a work-at-home person, not having to drive. Mm-hmm. Kind of don't mind the traffic problems out there. And just feels like, close to things that I like.
That you'd be into,
beach.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
And like Hollywood and,
Hollywood and Disneyland. And even, 6 hours to Vegas is a lot better than 10 hours to Vegas.
That is so true. New York in the best penthouse. I'd do that. I'd live there.
I don't think I could do New York. I don't know why.
I think I could do it if I...
I don't think I've got a New York personality.
You don't have a New York frame of mind? Or how's that song?
I don't have a New York state of mind.
State of mind, not frame of mind.
Yes.
Those were rejected lyrics by...
I've got a New York frame of mind.
Cut! Can we change that word? Okay. Peter Fisher Peter Fisher wrote in and says, Game of Thrones returns Sunday. Who will be the first major character to die?
Oh.
I don't know, man.
Jeez.
I have no idea coming up. Do you?
No, I have no idea. Because, I mean, they did off a bunch of people in kind of a 10-minute segment in King's Landing last year last season.
Yeah.
It
was an amazing scene.
Yeah, it really was. I think I'm going to say the new and improved Mountain.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be the first to die.
Okay, at that level.
Mountain 2.0.
At that level of character, if it's there, if it's that and up that we're considering major characters, I'll say that one's probably likely, and I'll bet you the Tyrion's helper, who's currently running around with... Who's he with him? Who's he helping right now?
Bronn, yes.
Who's he with? I can't remember. He's helping someone else right now, right?
I can't remember either.
Because I know he's not with Tyrion. Tyrion's off in Southern Land, and then he's back in... Right. Westeros doing something.
Yes, he's he was in Dorian, wasn't he? Like, wasn't he helping the Sand Snakes?
Oh, maybe. I don't remember. Oh no. He's been rolling around with
Jaime.
Maybe Jaime.
Daenerys.
Maybe.
Yeah,
Jaime.
I don't know. People are throwing a bunch of names out there.
Maybe you're right. Wasn't he on the shitter and got shot by the tiny man? No, that's not. Anyway, he'll probably die.
I feel like Jon, Tyrion, Daenerys are your Rick Grimes of the show. I feel like they've got an invincibility potion.
Let me think about that. Probably right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Varys might take one for somebody. Freaking Littlefinger's got to go.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, what about his sisters, though? You can't kill Francis and Lena. I don't know what their names are.
Who?
I can't. It's been too long. I need to get a refresher here. What's their names? The two Stark girls. Arya and...
Sansa and Arya?
Yeah, they can't die.
No, Arya's... I think Arya's got invincibility potion. I'd say Sansa does not have invincibility potion.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. I still think the Hound is coming back. It's my personal opinion.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Because the book never said what happened to him. So we'll see. Okay. Anyway, a good question, though. Let's try this one.
Yeah.
This is, this one just in. Sean Newbold, I forgot to ask earlier if you'd be willing to do a drawing class. Well, like an online one? Hadn't thought of that. Maybe it would be a Patreon exclusive if we hit a certain goal.
Oh, that's so cool, a drawing class.
Yeah, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, think about that. I've actually never thought about that. I used to do them, like neighborhood ones, and I just like get the word out to all the parents, and hey, if you got a kid between, 8 and 15, I'm going to do a class on cartooning or something. And we'd, fill up a bunch of seats and do a bunch of artwork that day or whatever. So I've done that before, but I have never thought about an online version of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be fun.
That totally could be fun.
Katie Talmo says, if you could discover that any mythical creature was real, which would it be? A unicorn, Bigfoot, zombies. But those are examples, but it can be anything.
Oh, okay, good. So something mythical is real and I discover it, or it doesn't matter. It just happens.
It just happens to be real. Yeah.
Okay. I think unicorns are pretty friggin' boring. It's basically a horse with a note holder on its head. Right. I mean, there's nothing you can do with a unicorn that you can't already do with a horse.
No, I agree.
But I would say a Pegasus, I'd be all over that business. Give me a Pegasus.
Are Pegasi the same? Do they have a horn and the wings or just the wings?
No, just the wings.
Okay. Yeah, I think Pegasus is a good one. That's a good pick.
Well, there was something that combined the two and, just called it a Pegasus, but it had a horn. It's like, no, that's not how Pegasus's work.
I could go for like a Cerberus, like one of those three-headed dogs. That's cool.
Sorry, Wynn. Unicorns aren't boring, Wynn. Sorry.
Yeah. No, they're boring. I don't mind saying it. Hey, Wynn. Unicorns are boring. Peter Fisher says, so a bank robber is found in a couch and a bank worker in an ATM. What would a bank security guard be found in? I don't know.
The trunk of a 1975 Volkswagen Beetle.
Nailed it. Well done. Russell Henderson sent a Phrasing Frog Pants Edition prototype photo. I just want to share this with everyone.
Sure.
It says, it's Tom Merritt says, I got to drink vinegar and kiss. And then my card with my face says, his colon and fight from the inside. So are these actual quotes from us?
This is that phrasing game, right?
Right, but aren't they all actual quotes that we've said? Isn't that the deal? I think that's the deal. I don't think they're just attributed to us. He's taking actual things we've said and made it so you have these great combinations.
I think that is correct, yes.
Which is so awesome. I cannot wait to play this game and see both of these cards.
I know. I wish we had more time, because that was the problem. I really wanted to try to play this game during the last night of Nurtacular, but it was just so busy and running around, and we played that Sonar game, Captain Sonar, which took a long time, but was a blast, but took a long time.
It was and did. Here's one from... this one's political. I'm going to skip that one. How about this one? Sonny says, I was told I might have halitosis on a podcast today. Can you recommend me a breath mint?
I screwed up, Brian. I feel bad.
bad. I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have done it.
What you got to do is get one of those tongue scrapers and use that when you brush.
Those are good.
Yeah.
It's gross when you're doing it. And when you think about why they work, but once you've done it a few times, it's like the best thing ever. Because your tongue's the nasty thing, man.
Correct. Yes.
Big old floppy muscular piece of shit in your mouth is what that is.
So true.
Scott Lee says, can you please talk Patrick into keeping our president? Oh, he's in France today.
Yes, that's right.
I was
he's
trying to
with the French president. Yeah. They don't want him either. France dislikes him more than we do. 14% of French citizens don't trust Donald Trump.
Who are the 14? Who are they? Sitting around going, oh, yes, we love your weird. They,
I would trust him implicitly. Is it too early to get a fish sandwich?
Oh, I love it. Hashtag mega.
Who is the one doctor that says, yeah, eat all the sugar gum you want?
Yeah, no, that's it. One out of five doctors recommends this cigarette. It's like, yeah, this is one of those people.
I love it. I love it.
That just shows how diverse we really are as people. All right. Next question is same guy says, you've been stung by a jellyfish. Would you let Brian pee on you? Because that's what you're supposed to do, right? Pee.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. I've heard that before. Yes. I mean, if that was a way
depends
of like.
Depends on where you're stung.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's the only answer you could possibly give.
Yeah. If I go, Brian, my uvula has gotten stung by a freaking thing way back in my throat here. Could you pee in my throat? No.
Sorry, Scott. You're going to die.
But if it was my back or my leg or something, sure. Why not? Turn my head. Go ahead. Pee. It's fine. Right. Favorite cupcake, says Dave Podnar.
Favorite cupcake. Ooh, I had one yesterday. It was great. It was the 1 year anniversary of trivia at this place that we go to, this barbecue place. Mm-hmm. By the way, on completely a side note, and I don't know, I've got to do some more testing because I've got multiple variables involved.
Okay.
But Wednesday nights is trivia night. Go over to Moe's barbecue in Golden.
Yep.
And I get some barbecue. Sometimes I get the brisket. Sometimes I get the half link or the hot link. Sometimes I get turkey or chicken, whatever. And then I always get a Portland cider.
Ooh,
it's the only place I can find that I've seen Portland cider, and it's the only cider they have. They don't have Angry Orchard or Crispin or anything like
that. What is a Portland cider? What is that exactly?
It comes in a can, and right under the lip of the can, it says, drink this, it's good.
Oh, well, all right then.
All right, so... Yeah. So this is my usual thing. Wednesday nights, in the middle of the night, I always have weird, dreamy hallucinations. Always.
Okay.
Like there's somebody standing in the room, and I don't want to move because I don't want them to know that I'm awake.
Okay. So are you attributing it to this, like the menu?
Here's the thing. I don't know if it's caused by the cider. I don't know if it's caused by the barbecue, which is kind of salty. It's like... it's saltier than I would prefer.
Okay.
But it's happened with, I think I've gotten the brisket a bunch of times, and no matter what I get with the brisket, it always seems like then maybe the brisket feels like a consistent thing. So I think next week I do barbecue and no cider. Maybe I just get like a gin and tonic or something like that.
Okay.
And see if that makes a difference. But there were some people at Nurtacular I was talking to about this, saying, yeah, I'm limiting myself to just one drink tonight because I've been having weird hallucinations. Well, now I've nailed it down to either the Portland cider barbecue combo or the barbecue, something about the barbecue saltiness.
It very well could be something in that barbecue. I mean, when I have salty, sometimes spicy things and it's just closer to bedtime, but when I've had it, definitely weird dream days. Like,
totally.
No question. The other day I ate kind of late. We had this weird barbecued rib thing Nick put on the thing. It was really good, but it was like super, saucy or whatever. And that night I had a dream all night long that Patrick Beja needed a bathroom and I was going to help him find it. So me and Patrick just running around all over the country looking for a bathroom for Patrick. Not for me. I was fine. But Patrick just had to go. And we couldn't find one, and it was just this buddy cop movie dream about me and Patrick finding a toilet, and I don't think we ever found one either.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. What's weird is I actually think the dream, the entire dream, which felt like an all-nighter, probably happened in less than, I mean, I probably had the dream in 10 minutes. You know how that goes? Like, yeah. It's almost like you've been, it's like your hard drive's been flashed. You just get it all at once, and it's not linear.
Right.
But it feels linear. That's right, so weird to me. So weird. Josh Fitzgerald, friend of the program, neighbor of mine, and a guy I like quite a bit, wrote in.
Okay.
And Josh says this. It's our last one. It says, you walk into a public restroom and sit on a toilet. You immediately notice that it's warm. Are you uncomfortable that your naked butt cheeks are pressed against a seat that has had a complete stranger's naked butt cheeks on it just seconds before? Or are you happy that you're sitting on a warmed toilet seat?
And well, that's the thing. Yeah. In Japan, the seats, the Toto washlet seats are pre-warmed.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's somebody's butt may have been on the toilet seat. I don't care. You know, I think I just don't care either way that it was warm or that.
Do you think about it though? You think about it though, right?
Oh, I totally notice it. Yeah. No question about it. As soon as I sit down, it's like, oh, well, all right, whatever. that'd be the extent of how I'd notice it.
Yeah, that's the same with me. I don't think I care either way. Although, I don't know, it's funny, Josh didn't have enough characters to do this, so he typed it in something else, screen capped it, and then sent it in.
Well done, sir.
Thank you, Josh. He's also pharmacist guy, so he always knows about all the drug questions you have for him. He's a good guy.
Nice.
You know what, I'm going to read this last one.
Okay.
Just one more. It says, Ian L. wrote in earlier today, says, pineapple on pizza, yay or nay? I think we've talked about this before, but I'm a big fat nay on that. I think it's gross.
I like pineapple on pizza. Ham pineapple, totally all aboard the ham and pineapple Hawaiian pizza train. What's your take on barbecue sauce and chicken and cilantro and purple onion?
I'm okay with it once in a while, but it's not my number one pick. I can do that though if I have to. I prefer. Okay, here's what I don't like on pizza. I don't like pineapple. I don't like white sauce pizzas at all.
Mm-hmm.
I need my marinara, you weirdos. And then, what's the other thing I don't like? I can't think of it. There's another thing that people do all the time that I don't like. Anyway, there's a BLT pizza though that you can get at California Pizza Kitchen that is really good. So that's the one exception I'll make for the white sauce, because that's not marinara.
Nice.
All that being said, sometimes what I want, if your crust is good and your sauce is good, just bring me pepperoni, man. I don't need fancy schmancy. I don't need 100 different things. I don't need 1,000 vegetables or a bunch of different meats. Just the good old-fashioned thin crust, cooked to perfection, good cheese-based pepperoni pizza is what I want. Like right now I want that. I want that right now. This very second, I will. there you go. All
right.
Thank you, Lithmage Adventures, by the way, for suggesting that we should call the call room that we use for the show the call waiting room. Thank you so much.
No kidding. How come that didn't? Wow.
Just now came up. Sometimes these things are slow going. By the way, my tweet, my reply to Bill O'Reilly today is nearing 500 retweets, so.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, I'm sorry, 500 likes.
500,000, right?
No, gosh, no.
Okay.
I don't think it didn't go nearly that big.
Okay.
Not even Trump gets those kind of retweets, but.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah. That's right. Never mind. I forgot what I was dealing with here.
Hashtag not political. All right. We're going to get out of here. When we come back Monday, there'll be the whole week of stuff. It's the following Monday you're not here.
Yes, this next week is all normal, I believe.
Yeah,
at least for me, it's all normal.
It's all normal for me. I don't go camping till Friday.
Cool.
So that can't be over soon enough, by the way. Anyway, patreon.com.
Is it camping in a tent and sleeping bag and all that stuff?
All of it. We're going to this canyon up in Spanish Fork somewhere, and we're going to camp in a tent. We had to get a new tent because our old tent's a piece of crap and all moldy and stuff. Probably because we hardly ever go camping. But so we had to get another tent. We got a really good deal on one. And it's spacious enough for what we need. And so we're going to try to do this as nicely as we can without going crazy. I'm not going to go nuts and go buy a billion things at REI or anything dumb.
Sure.
Just not into it, man. I just don't want to sleep on the hard ground. I just don't want to. And then again, I don't want to have a big old blow up mattress. I got to either A, blow up, or B, drag up there. Or, you know, like, I just hate it.
Yeah.
Hotels are camping now for me. That's what that is. And you're all at home going, man, you're just the biggest panty waist skinny boy.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
I know I am. You can say it, and it's true. It's fine. When the zombies come, I'll be the first to go. It's fine. Anyway, we're streamed every day at alphageekradio.com. I didn't mention that earlier today, but I want to mention it now. So when you watch the show, that's great. You're getting video. But if you're listening to it and you're hearing it over there, it's because they're doing that fine work for us. So huge thanks to them and Todd over there for that. Frogpants.com/TMS is the website. All our contact details are there. You want to get in touch with us, that's the place to do it. And don't forget to check out the new patreon.com/TMS goal, where we are going to bring the All-Stars to you every month. Help us get there. Cool. I think that's it.
Yeah, it was something to clarify, too. Somebody asked this in chat earlier. It's contestants and Frog Pants producers. Like, you guys are the contestants. You win stuff.
Oh, yeah. No.
So you're playing with legacy player Justin Robert Young, or playing against him. Mm-hmm. Matching wits, so to speak, with jury.
Yeah.
Or Jocelyn, or Garrett Weinzierl, or Brushwood, or Tom Merritt, or Nicole. So many people we can choose from. So
I believe it's Zirpel, by the way.
Weinzierl. I'm sorry, yeah. Weinzierl.
Yeah, get it straight.
Which he should do is he needs to do his streak again, his hair streak.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to grow my hair like his and just have a huge, giant, tall hair thing going.
My God, I know. It's like he looks like Legion from the comic books.
Yep. He starts singing Girlfriend in a Coma over and over. It looks like, what's his name? Anyway, there's Morrissey, that. Yeah. Morrissey, there you go. How can I forget the name Morrissey? That's the dumbest name to forget. Morrissey, it's literally the single coolest, single name, freaking sad, depressing songwriter name ever. Right. Anyway.
Oh.
It's a little like Ray Romano singing. It's like Ray Romano could go,
I don't want to go.
My hair is tall. And I don't eat meat. Ho, 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 ho.
You did a really good Morrissey. Holding back. All right. We're out. Let's do music. You got music?
Sure. Jordan McLean sent an email in, said, hey, Scotch and Brain, I just finished watching the mid-season finale of Fear the Walking Dead and heard the cover of Stand By Me by Chi Theory. It's pronounced Chi Theory. Such a dark cover of a lighthearted song easily hits home, as Scott knows from the email I sent him a few weeks ago. Yeah. I was hoping you'd be able to play it on a future TMS. Love everything you guys do. And it's always the highlight of my day listening to TMS. Thanks a lot. And keep on keeping on. Jordan from Michigan.
Nice.
Well, absolutely, Jordan. Happy to play this. We have not yet watched the mid-season finale of Fear the Walking Dead. So... but I don't feel like this is a spoiler. Totally fine, as long as you don't tell me what happens.
Yeah.
This is the band Chi Theory, KI:Theory, from their album Kitty Hawk from 2013, a cover of the song by Ben E. King. Here is Stand By Me.
Oh,
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't have a file to play.